Phoenix Audio presents
The Feast of July by H.E. Bates. She was looking for a man named Arch Wilson. All day after 2 days and nights of rain, water had been rising in the dikes, and now it was creeping rapidly up the 5 stone arches of the bridge where she stood watching the wide rainy valley up which the tongue of river finally lost itself in a grey country of winter elms. Down below her was a boat, partly covered by a green tarpaulin. She had some crazy idea that she could sleep in it. The mooring chain was padlocked to an ash stake driven in the mud. She was wondering how hard a kick it would need to break the ash stake out of the mud. 50 or 60 yards beyond was a house, a low, yellow-brick, blue-slated house with a big cheese of a grindstone standing in the yard. She walked along the bridge, slowly. She was not a tall girl, but she walked as a tall girl does, upright, feeling her way, bare head thrown up and backwards. Her hands were small and slender. She was carrying everything she had in a black oilcloth bag she had taken from the cellar of the Three Bells Hotel, where she had been working all summer as a bedroom maid. At the end of the bridge, she stood for nearly 5 minutes watching for a sign from the house. All the time she was thinking that if only she could kick the stake out of the mud, the boat would be easy, and she could take it upstream for a mile or two and sleep under the tarpaulin. She was used to boats. From the windows of the Three Bells you looked across flatlands downstream to the sea. Men came down from towns in the upper valley for a week or two of fishing in the summer, hiring boats from the hotel, and Arch Wilson had been one of them in July. In summer, the wide flatlands were blue-grey with sea.